Okay, we're in Siman Yud. We're up to Siv Dalet. I'd like to review where we're up to, and we'll see the connection of Siv Dalet back to Siv Gimel. So let's review what the Siman was about. Okay, and this Siman began innocently with the din of Mazig Rushasai, which is a Lysasai, and there was nothing complicated about it, really. It's a halacha, a man divorces his wife, he's allowed to take her back, he's not a kayin. And if she marries someone else in the interim, so he's not allowed to be, not allowed to take her back. That was Sif Aleph, and that was a relatively simple halacha, the Daraisa of Mazig Rushasai. But what changes Sif Gimel are the Drabonans of Mazig Rushasai, and in Sif Gimel we learned the din of Hamoitzi Ishtoi Mishum Shem Ra, because Shashelin is. So here we have a din Drabonan. There's someone who gives his wife a divorce because of rumors of impropriety in her behavior. He's never allowed to take her back. And I tell you, of course, he's allowed to. Drabonan said that he's not permitted to. Why? So most Rishonim go with the reason the Gemara says, because of laws. So let's just review so we'll understand where we're headed with this. What were they afraid of? A man gives his wife a divorce because of shame ra, because there are rumors about her, and then she marries someone else. We're afraid that he'll come later and say, had I known the rumors were false, I would have never divorced her. And I'll be mitzi laws on the second marriage, that the get is a get betos, and on the children of the second marriage, that they're mamzerim. And because Chazal were afraid that a person would be mitzi laws, so therefore we said that when he gives her a divorce because of Shemra, or because of Nadrana, she makes too many Nadarim, that we tell him right away, you should know you can never take her back. And by saying you should know you'll never take her back, so there's a Gemira's Das on his part to do the divorce absolutely, and he has no right later to be Mitzi Laz because he was warned. That was the basics of Siv Gimel. There were three shittas though within this basic halacha. The first shita was only if he told her, which everyone agrees he had to tell her, I'm being Mitzi you because of the shame ra. The second shita was he has to say it b'loshin t'nai kafel, b'loshin not of t'nai, but b'loshin kafel. I'm only divorcing you because of the shem rab. Not for the shem rab, I wouldn't. So now we're really afraid he'll be ma'isi las. And then the Rambam shita was the third shita, that it has nothing to do with ma'isi las. It's just a knas on women who misbehave. A totally different shita, different loshin of the Gemara. That it's not our flaws, it's because of a knas. Women who are there aren't rumors about the wife of a god Lazar that she's behaving improperly. If she's behaving improperly, there's something wrong with her behavior, and therefore it's a knas according to the Rambam. Now we ignored the Rambam shita. We don't pass like the Rambam, and our whole discussion the last 2 weeks about Sif Gimel was revolved around the idea of being megarish a woman because of Shem Ra, because she has a bad reputation. Okay, and that's a halacha psuka in Siv Gimel, that he can never take her back. Okay, so now we move on to Siv Dalet, which is something of a variation of this, and we'll see how it plugs in and how it affects everything we've spoken about now. The case of Siv Dalet is not common, but the fallout from it is significant. So let's learn the din, and we'll see. Hamaytzi es ishtoi mishum sharaya dam b'chol eis tashmish. Okay, there's something called the raya machmas tashmish. And thank God it's not common b'zman hazeh. As a matter of fact, I've never heard of it b'zman hazeh. But in the time where women were more kavua in getting periods, there were women who saw dam because of tashmish itself. Whatever the medical explanation of that is, not negayat us, there were women who because of Bia, it brought on their period, and not brought their period later, but it brought on their period during Tashmish. Now a man who, Rachman HaSlan, is married to such a woman, who always b'shas Tashmish sees Dam, so he's not to stay married to her, he's not to bevail her, because she's Mukhsekes, three times in a row, she sees Dam, and Shalei b'shas Vesta, Dam Nida, right, so, she sees Dam from Moshe Malka, which we assume to be Dam Nida, and she's not to stay married to her. Now this is Simon in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya and Hilchas Nida, Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, which basically says that such a woman can marry someone else, because maybe it's this. The Gemara uses a lashon that not everyone physically is the same, and maybe someone else. The Gemara uses a lashon akia loy kol etzba'i shavim. Not all fingers are the same. It means not all tashmish is the same. So she can marry someone else. Now, if she marries three people, and Israel Machbas Tasha should all three, so then she's Muzik, and Muzekas, that she's always a Raya Machbas Tasha. She really is not allowed to marry anybody. It's interesting, in there, in Kuf Pei Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch brings an Eitzah for such a woman. She married three men, and she saw Dam Machbas Tasha should all three, so she can never get married. So the Gemara has something called Bedika Shifayferes. Bedika Shifayferes is that what's the Eitzah for this woman? She bleeds every time she has Tashmish, so she can't live with any man. The only Eitzah is if we can determine that the blood is not from the uterus. If we could determine that Tashmish brings on bleeding from the walls of the vagina, maybe she's very sensitive, and the Tashmish rubs the walls of the vagina in the wrong way. So who says that the dam is coming from the uterus? That's really the only way out that she could be married. So in Shulchan Aruch it describes a bedika called bedika shefeiferes. And that is that we take shefeiferes is a kana cholol, is a metal, a hollow metal pipe. Ketzer Beidekas, they tell us Shefeiferes, Pirish, Konacholu, Halo, Konishalayferes, lead, Upia Rotzel Fasaicha, and the front of it, we don't want it to scratch her, so it's sort of folded in. Vinoisna Besaicha, and you put it in her like a tube in a, it means like when ladies have this eyelash. Thing where they stick their eyelash liner into a narrow tube, you stick it, the woman's placed into the woman's body, and at the tip, a piece of cloth, and they put it in, typical to the place where Bia would be. If the cloth at the tip is what has blood, that means the blood is from the uterus, from the cervix. Basura. Imlav, the blood is not on the tip, it's on the shefeiferes, b'yidua shuminat stadim umuteres. So this is the bedika that she does. You can be asked to the whole world. So this is the bedika she does. This is the short of Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph and Beis. And this is the topic of a isha who's Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish. As I told you, I don't, never heard Chalil and there should be such a metzius today.
This woman conceived. We don't know about it. Can this woman conceive with this situation?
You wonder if she can conceive?
Could she conceive?
I guess if she ovulated, she could conceive. Why not?
I mean, with all this taking place.
Well, if the uterine lining is being shed, then the fertilized egg is never going to attach itself to a uterine lining. So it really depends what's happening medically inside. Depends what causes the bleeding.
He has to leave. He has to leave because his mitzvah, he's not going to have a mitzvah.
Well, he has to leave besides that. Even if he was already Mekayim Pur Ravu with a different wife early in life, he's still going to be awesome.
But that's not simulating Bia, though.
It's simulating the physical trauma, not the excitement of the woman.
That's right. So maybe that's not a...
I understand. So it's not a proof. What your argument may be, it's not a proof.
If nothing comes, it's not a proof of anything.
But if there is dam on the sides, that when those lakula, it's a proof. Right. Question is, if lachumer is a proof, which we'll discuss shortly.
When the verdict is a test like that, a medical test, do you do any medical test? I assume so.
I assume the same thing. We're looking to mevar the metzias. If we can demonstrate. Yeah, well, today they have lights and they can see if there's a maka on the side. Anytime a woman has a maka on the walls of the praise door, on the walls of the vagina, we always toilet in the maka. So it's true. All right, so this is Yeradei Hilchas Nida. Somebody called the Raya Machbas Tashmish, and the man who was married such a woman, he can't live with her, and he gives her a divorce. Now, turning to Masa Grushasai, our Simon is not Hilchas Nida, it's Hilchas Gittin. So here we're learning Hamaitzi Ishtai Mishum Raya Machbas Dam, B'chaleis Tashmish. If he gives her a get because she's a Raya Machbas Dam, lo yasa. Why? How would you understand this? He gives her a get because she's a Raya Machbas Dam. Now, obviously, if she doesn't get healed, obviously he can't take her back. If he's married to her, he's got to divorce her. But let's say she has a refuah. She has a refuah. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to describe different types of refuah. The Gemara says that if there was an abnormality in the uterus that gets healed.
It could do the test over again. No.
I mean, the test wasn't done, it was after once. But the Shulchan Aruch goes on, the 11th Sif, and I read you the first two, it describes if there are other abnormalities in the uterus which are resolved, so we assume that it sort of resets the clock. Even if she gives birth, that it resets the clock. It's hard for her to give birth without getting remarried, but without marrying someone else, but it's physically possible. So there are ways of her being healed. But the Shulchan Aruch says, lo yahazar. Why lo yahazar?
She might bleed again.
So we understand this to be a hemshech of Siv Gimel. In Siv Gimel, we said, we're afraid a man's going to divorce a woman for a particular reason, and down the road, he's going to say, had I known this, I wouldn't have divorced her. So really, this is like someone who divorces his wife because of his Shem Ra. We say, you should know, it's a final divorce. There's nothing, it's a final divorce, it's done, and there's no way you can take her back. That way he won't be Moitzi Laz. The idea applies here as well. It applies here equally that if we're going to let him take her back, she's going to get divorced. She'll marry someone else, and they'll find some abnormality that'll get healed. They'll say, "Oh, had I known that, I wouldn't have divorced her," which is even probably true. And he's going to be mitzi laz on the second marriage and on the children of the second marriage. So therefore, we say this is a final divorce. So really, what we're saying today is, and this is the Pashup Shat and Siv Dalet, is that we learned last week, if you might see a woman because of Shemra, or because she makes the Durim all the time, or even Cheshash Eilinus, we tell the man this is a final divorce, so he shouldn't be might see Laz. Now those three are from the Gemara Masechtas Gittin. So here we have a Gemara, which really comes from a different Masechta, which comes from Masechtas Nida, I believe, Brisa Nida Daf Yud Beis. So we have here a fourth application of the same idea. That's a push shot.
Dam is a
Metzias. Eilinus is a Metzias. And the Shemra and the Dam is a Metzias that are caused by the woman. But I understand. So it is a difference. But
how would the Rabbi, she possibly can see if today's time is like they call his sperm and somehow assert it there? They can have children, and then they have children.
It doesn't resolve the problem.
Doesn't resolve the problem.
That they would have to practice celibacy for the rest of their lives. So,
was Avraham Avinu ever chayav to divorce Sarah because she was an islandist for so long?
He's
not an Eretz Yisrael.
Obviously not.
Not an Eretz Yisrael.
We moved to Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, I want to make the point. The Rambam doesn't shtim with this. The Rambam, remember we said, the Rambam Shita, the third Shita previous Sif, is that it's a knas, you're a woman who might see Shemra, it's a knas on you. It doesn't shtim with the Rambam. It's not a problem. Because remember, there are two Lashinas in the Gemara. One Lashin Mishum Lahaz, one Lashin Mishum Shemra, Mishum Knas. The Rambam passed in the second Lashin. So the Gemara needles shtim with the first Lashin, and the Rambam doesn't bring it. It's not a problem. But a Taka doesn't shtim with the Shita Sarah. Really, Islands also doesn't shtim. Islands really doesn't shtim either. And it's really in Gittin, the two Sugis. One Sugi in the Hamid Beis, which is only Nidranis and Shemra. The next Mishnah is the Mishnah of Islands. The Sugya that the Rambam is bringing, Taka is only with the first two cases. So it stems. The Rambam will hold that these two are not lahalacha. In the Beis Shmuel Zayin, he says Eilanis also doesn't stem. You look in Beis Shmuel Zayin, he makes the point that both the case of Eilanis, which we're not going to punish her for being an Eilanis, when it seems it's a cut in Zayin. In Beis Shmuel, when he brings Dasa Rambam, the place of Gam King Kalishna, so he nashim prutzim l'kein v'yazer afil hamamala. So he says, "Hodolei Azir Eilin is the case that doesn't fit." I've got the Yomala Mishum Amum Begarish Eisam. Shum Shumum Gadol said the Rambam will be made the Bayamum Gadol that Loyaitzi Miu Ain Purushim Mochruch, etc. But it's certainly so that the Rambam's reason doesn't apply in all the cases. Now, the halacha we have a fourth case. And Shalom Yisrael. So we learned now another sif, which is this din. And, yeah.
Why is there a separate sif
when
it's exactly the same as the one?
Because one is the sugya in Gittin, and one is the sugya in Nida. So that's the derech of the Rambam, and that's the derech of the Shulchan Aruch to be faithful to the Seder Hashas, and I think that's good. Now. Here there is a before I get to it, the question is, why doesn't he do the Bidika Shefei Feres right away after one woman? Presumably they want to be married to each other. Why does he do the Bidika? So the answer is there's a downside to the woman, according to some Rishayim. If she's married to one man, she's very machmas tashri, she's allowed to marry someone else. Once she does a Bidika Shefei Feres, she's also to the whole world. Now, in Kopei Zayin, they're actually Chalukei Deis. But that's how it's usually understood after one, that you don't do B'dika Shvei Feres, because it's gonna be Mekalkel.
Why does she have to follow along with everyone?
Because the Shvei Feres is seen as a catch-all. I don't know the medical explanation of it, but that's how Chazal see it. It's actually in the Shachtei brings two Shitas in Kopei Zayin. Okay. Now, where does this impact... I told you, there's this sif, and the way it impacts other cases in a very major way. So it impacts other cases as follows. Something new happened in this sif that's not like sif gimel. Another reason it would be separate. Something is different here. In sif gimel, when there's a shemrana woman, or she makes nedarim, or it's a chashash elanist, it's talking that it wasn't proven. In those cases, the man doesn't have to divorce his wife. The man, it's up to him. If he wants to divorce his wife, he divorces her. He's not mechuyev because of shame ra to divorce his wife, and he's not mechuyev because she makes nedarim to divorce her. And even Eilanis is talking that it's just chashash Eilanis, not it's proven. And in all of those cases, he's not mechuyev to give her a get. In this sif, he's obligated. She's already machmas tashri. She can't stay married to her. So the Ran asks, what's going on here? What kind of mitzvah lies? He's married to a woman. She's already machmas tashri. She goes to Shaila to Rav, and the Rav says, you can't be married. So he gives her a get. So the Ran says he's going to come later and say... Ran's going to come later. Had I known this, I wouldn't have given her a get. What do you mean, had you known this? There was a psak halacha that you have to give a get. Well, what's going on in this sif? The Ran is, what's going on in this sif? In this sif, there's a psak halacha, you have to give a get. So well, you can't be mitzi laz. You can't say, had I known, I wouldn't have given a get.
More so, you made me give a get. I didn't want to give a get.
Well, more so, you forced me to give a get. So therefore... But they did ta halacha.
I never would have divorced. I never would have divorced. You told me, I don't want.
But they did what ta halacha required. Well, you're close to what the Ran says. The Ran is quoted. Most of you don't have an answer. Those who do, in Kufyat Zion, in Hilchus Gittin, this Ran is quoted because the Ran says a chiddush about a Roy Machzor, it's Kufyat Zayin, the Beishmol is Sifkat and Gimel. And he quotes the Ran, and the Ran says a Chiddush. The Ran says, he's not obligated to divorce her. If they want to stay married and not have marital relations, there's no us, this is Issa Tashmish. The Ran, he says, and I'm quoting the Ran, it's of Kut and Gimel, Kufyat Zion. They have a bunch of children. She can marry Mas Tashish in middle of life or midlife also. They want to stay married. It says, Afa Gabda Osa La Darima, Yeshlema, Lo Yisi Megarsha, El Yisi Mamtin, Kamasha Kosav Aran. He brings from the Ran that he could say that had I known this, Lo Yisi Megarsha, El Yisi Mamtin, I would have waited. I wouldn't have given her a divorce. Bahadam Ruyaitzi. Why she kafu bezna lekach? She's not forced to give her a divorce. If you can kiva sheni achol shame shima amotolav leitzi aisa, so he can't have relations with her. So, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So that's you know.
She only sees otherwise, she probably sees her period on a normal cycle.
On a normal cycle.
So that's when he's not.
Well, he's going to be us all the time. He's us all the time. It's just that.
If he's not having bee with him, then she's like a regular woman. She sees her period periodically.
Right. But it's not going to matter. I mean, he's us anyway.
But otherwise,
he's us the whole month.
And then he can.
No, because she's right about Ms. Tashmish. It can be piled her. Yeah, okay. That chok is in there. What? It sounds like there's no issa yichud. So we can argue about it, but this is the Ran. What's important to us is not the din of Rayim Atas Tashmish. What's important is the Ran is saying something here. The way that some sefer says it, Gimel din Mashminon. The Ran is teaching us like three levels. The most important is the first. It says the Ran is teaching us if he's mechuyev to give her a get. There's no mitzvah las. What was the Ran's kasha? The Ran's kasha was, she's Raya Machmas Tasha, she's obligated to give her a get. If Bezin forced him to give a get, so we don't, then we're not, this the Rabbanon, it doesn't apply. Not mitzvah las. So that's a klora halacha that comes from the Ran, because that was the Ran's kasha. The Ran asked, he's obligated to give her a get, so he can't, what are we afraid of? He'll say, I wouldn't have, he had no choice. So the Ran shouldn't apply. Yes, he's not obligated to give her a get. What does that mean? That means, comes clear from the Ran, if we're going to have a case where a man is obligated, Bez the Paskin, you must give her a get, then this Issa D'Rabbanan Amazig Roshasai can't take her back, so afraid you'll be mighty laws, it doesn't apply. That's what the Ran is saying. If Bez the forces you, then it doesn't apply. Nafkamina. Not last week, but 2 weeks ago, we learned in Neid Yehuda in Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, which is on this page. They viewed that a case of a husband and wife, a woman that was married to a ragzon, to a man that got angry and screamed at her all the time, and she had a miserable marriage. So her neighbors gave her an etzah. You want to get out of the marriage? We have an etzah. Tell your husband that you're a mezana with somebody, and then you're obligated to give him a get. If you a married woman is mezana with somebody, so it's such a wonderful idea. So she did it. She was so. So it's a wonderful idea. So she did it. She told him that I was mezana, and I think the lashon is he said, "You see, I told you you're good for nothing," and he slept at a bezdin, and the bezdin said. Now, what's the halacha? If a woman says, I was mizana, and bets him she's not believed. Well, chayshu, she tried to get out of her marriage. But it says if the husband believes her, that he has to give her again. So Beis Din asked him, do you believe her? And he said, of course I believe her. And I'm saying all along. So Beis Din said, you have to give a get. So he gave her a get. Okay, now that's giving a get mishum shame ra, right? Later, everyone calmed down, and he wanted to take her back. He wanted to marry her. So the first part of Nevi Huda, kimishigin shemein achayzel magin. Once you say in Beis Din that you're mizana, you can't retract. There's an exception. When could you retract? Giving an amasli, give a good excuse. Maybe this not, is this a good excuse? And even if it is a good excuse, the husband said he believes her. Does an amasli help for the husband saying he believes her? So maybe the writes in his tshuva that because there are children in the family and it's a shasat chak, I'm bending over backwards to find a heter for them. And he establishes the amasli is good for her, the excuse is good for him. But then he says that at the end of the tshuva, this all solves the problem of kivin shigah shevach chazon magid and the problem of shavi anash chitay nisur. We hear the rights at the end of the tshuva, but I'm stuck because of simin yutz of katan gimel. I'm stuck because of simin yutz of katan gimel. There's an issur rabbanon. The man gives his wife a get because of shemra. He can't take her back. You can say, but we know it wasn't true. But that's the whole way. That's the whole din. The whole din is a man gives his wife a get because of shemra. Chazal said you can never take back because we're afraid it's not true, and she'll marry someone else. And you'll say, you'll be mitzilas. Chazal made a gezeira that anybody is mitzil b'shem shemra. So if you underwrite this language that I tried to bend over backwards to help this family. And Alts Hilchas Gittin and Fatiha Naya Hashem Nesh Surah, I found a heter, but I'm stuck with Simon Yud of Katan Gittin. And that's what he writes.
It's a make our toes.
So that's what he writes. What? The get is a toes. Yeah, but that's the whole problem. We made a Gezeira, then he's going to say the get is a toes, and you might see that.
But the Isha knows that.
And the Isha, always knows it, right? She knows it.
She's not the one who. Here she initiated the get.
Yeah?
She initiated the situation. So,
probably
it's
every
real toast. It's a real
toast. But that's the whole problem. Anytime there's a shot, anytime you give a get for a reason, it turns out to be a toast.
She was a little toast.
Should be saying better. Some Sefer comes along. Some Sefer says, maybe who wrote that he has a heter for her? Well, we're stuck with Simon Yud Sif Gimel. He says, maybe you should have learned Simon Yud Sif Dalin. The problem is, you should have learned Sif Dalin with Duran. Why don't we just learn B'Shem Duran? Duran said, if halacha forces you to give a get, there's a psak in Beis Din, you have to give a get. So, we're not afraid, you'll say, had I known, I wouldn't have given a get. What are you talking about? Beis Din forced you to give a get. That was Duran's kasha. Raya Machmas Tashra, she has to give a get. So what are we afraid of? He answered, he doesn't have to give a get. He's allowed to live with it. He's allowed to stay married to her and not live with it. But that means if you have to give a get, so there's the whole all these dinim don't apply if Beis Din forces you. Take a look in the Pisrei Tshuva, Sifkan Gimel starts in the first column, the first line, and the Noyi Yehuda is the whole first column, and then on the second column he brings the Chassam Sefer. Vizela Shainai on the third line of the second column. Look what he says. Zel Shainai. Be Mechilas Kavaidai. Sefi es Mechila from the Ran, from the Noi Behuda. Nelami men, we forgot Divrei Aran, which is in Parapes de Shuas. Isha Shein Lavest. Isha who, okay, there's Rea Machmas Tashmish and a woman who sees all the time, whatever the case is. Leman Meharan Gimel Dinim. We learn from that Ran three rules. Gimel dinim yesh. Hecha de kaifin lahaitzi. When Beis Din says you have to give a get, afilo ama beferish mishum kach ani meitziyeh. Eina asura lazar lai. This whole din doesn't apply. Doi matzil lemeimer ilu yisi edaya lo yisi migashech. Shari kaifin lahaitzi. That's the first of the three dinim. That's the part we're concerned with. If Beza says you have to be maitzi, no. Now hecha da asura the ein kaifin. In a case where she's also to him, like Raymach was Tashmish, vein kaifin, we don't force him to even get, then ain't sarach hafil la'amira. Then we're always chayshish v'laz. Afilach yasura laz aloi. Hecha da leka iser, with stama rumor, elu chayshish v'shem ra neder. Oh, as it depends, g'shayim v'shem shem ra asura lazim. Now, im kem buvda denai di b'Yehuda, the Hamira Pasak Lash of Khiv Lightsia, La Shaf Lamy Lu Yasia Dia, because we say for Mace Mayor, Akali Shinai. Now Sev has a kasha, the night of Yehuda. Sounds like a Givaldic Akasha. Once best in Paskin that you have to give a get, then it's not shy to say Ilu Yasia Dia. So the Sev in the Mace Mayor find a heter for this woman, basically. They say that the whole cheshash of this simon is bechlal not shayach in this case, and that's that. So she's muteris to him. So what do we have here? That when there's a psak, so a man has to give the get. We're not afraid. Later he'll say, had I known. What do you mean, had I known? It doesn't force you to give a get. You have to give the get.
So he can remarry her.
And if someone else marries her first, then he can remarry her, but they're not afraid of a laws.
No, that you heard they didn't know that.
It's always that way. But the truth is, the Pesachei Tshuva defends the Nebi afterwards. But Lamai said, this is the machloek. In any case where Bezin says you must give a get, is there a chash? Isn't there a chash? That's the whole tumult here. Now it's amusing. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan has a case which I mentioned last week. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in the second volume of Ein Yitzchak in Tshuva, very amusing Tshuva. But if you have the week to read it, Tshuva Lamed Zayin. This is an Oischov Zayin. You can imagine how long it is. He's Masupi. His case, remember, was somebody got married, a young couple got married, and they were fighting. There was no shalom bayis. And the girl's family just wanted a get and get it over with. He didn't want to give a get. So they fooled him. They went to a makubal, and they got a letter from the makubal. Makubal wrote a letter. Oh, you know why you have no shalom bayis? Because you got married at the wrong day and the wrong hour, and there's no mazel. It's a bad mazel. You want to have shalom bayis? Give her a divorce and marry her in a good mazel. So they gave him this letter, and he.
Vienna get?
What?
This is called the Vienna get?
No, this is not the Vienna get. This is later. Vienna was 1611. This is about 1900. So they gave him this letter. So he was gullible, like everybody is when it comes to schoolers. And he said, "Oh, that's why I don't have shalom bayis." He gave her a get, and then he was ready to marry her, and they said goodbye. So the Yitzchak Elchanan is mesupik. Is that called the Rav told him to give a get? It's not exactly the same. Here, al pi halacha, you have to give a get. But you have someone who is gullible enough to believe that al pi kabbalah, al pi makoblai, I should give her a get. Does that fall under the category of the some sefer's heter that we're not afraid of mitzvah laws that should be allowed to take her back? But Meila, his shiloh is really if the get is a toss, but we say that that's enforced. But anyway, this is the takeaway from Siv Dal. So Siv Dal the Batsim talks about somebody who is Raya Machmas Tashmish, which is B'chal not common Bizman Hazeh. The takeaway from it is this shaila of whether whether it includes this type of a case.
If you can outright force giving a get, shouldn't this harama with this mekubal be good?
You can't force.
You can't be kofed.
Because of mekubal's letter?
No. Not with the letter. But Achiyoma wrote Sahani.
It's only when he's mechuyah off, he didn't give a get. It's not. You can't just. Now, so this is basically the the sif of these, the dinim of this second half of this simen. There are variations. In Deutz HaPoskim, he brings a shaila from the Tshuva, give a shawl, I'm not sure who that is, about a man who divorced his wife.
Shaul Amsterdam.
Okay, now at least know where he comes from. The when did he live?
Sure.
Okay, a while ago. He had an interesting shaila. A man who was married to a woman, and after marriage, they found out she's not makbid on kashrus. They give examples. She's too lazy to salt the meat. She cooks it without salting. Too lazy to do nikur. She doesn't clean out the chaylev. My wife also doesn't salt the meat and doesn't clean out the chaylev. But anyway, he gave her a divorce because she refused to be makban on kashrus. And after he divorced her, so later she did tshuva. He wanted to take her back. So the shaila is, how do we understand the dinim of these two sifim? They said if you divorce a woman because of shame ra, because there are rumors that she's not a tzenua, so we're afraid she'll marry someone else. How far does it go? Is it only in these cases, obviously more serious cases, where she's not faithful to him? Or does it apply anytime that you have decent grounds? And it can't be you don't like the way she looks and she gets a nose job. I don't think anybody's going to hold that that's Mezgur Shasa. It's like Nadranis. Is it like Nadranis? Nadranis, he didn't know that you could be Mataneder. He'll be Maitzilas. Had I known you could be Mataneder, I wouldn't have done it. Here, but had I known she could do tshuva?
Yeah.
So by Shemra also she could do tshuva. I mean, unless she was Mamish Mizana. Yeah. So,
who knew about it? Who knew about that she wasn't born? Only he himself?
Well, it's got to be that he told her, Mishas Maisa.
The world know about it?
The world doesn't have to know. The Gzeri Durabanan is whenever he said so, he'll be Mitzi Raz.
So, what do you do nowadays? How
does what work?
Gets in the nowadays.
The same way as it did 1,000 years ago. The same way. If you might see Mishum Shemra. You have to remember, Mishum Shemra has to be the Mishas I get, he says, and he might see Mishum Shemra. The Machlaik says, need it tonight, Kafel, but everyone agrees there has to be at the get, he says so. He doesn't say so. So I guess the question is, where you draw the line for the reason.
Do they have like a protocol, like to make sure they don't say anything like that to prevent issues?
Pretty much, there is a protocol. Part of the protocol is that before he gives the get, we make him acknowledge that it's unconditional. Just the opposite. That the get is being given unconditionally, and there's no way to nevata the get. Even if there's something you didn't know, there's no way to come back and tie on the get. We tell him it's unconditional, which really you're going to see soon in Sivav that Omer v'loy have yedeya, that we tell him it's unconditional, and that really sort of protects the idea of get, so that it's very hard to be mevatel a get later with another taina, because a mevatel everything. He says, even if I said I'm doing a bit tonight, I'm here by the battle tonight, and that's what we do. Okay, let's move on to Sif Hey. Kol Eilu Sha'amru Lo Yarza. Okay, we had in this Simin, Aleph and Beis was Mazag Rishasa Yisidai Raisa. Simin Gimel and Dalid is Mazag Rishasa Yisid Rabbanan. Kol Eilu Sha'amru Lo Yarza. All these, meaning all the drabanans that we said lo yazer im ova vehilzer kaidiv sheniskachol acher. What happens if he did take her back before she married someone else? It's only a drabanan. Lo yaitzi, we're not moitzi a woman from her husband because of this drabanan. And not only that, im haitzi, if he did give her a get from the second marriage, ma'ayul abanam yishel zirav l'talah zirav kdesh loitzi las aleihem. To protect the children, we don't make an issa. So this sif says
that this is a Durabana is only if he didn't take her. We have back Katlon is the same thing. And the back Katlon is if he takes her back, so there's no issa. This is only he's not allowed to take her back. But once he takes her back, the Rabbanan would not mind the Devarayim to be Mansi. So this is not a difficult halacha. What's difficult is always knowing what's the rule by the Rabbanans. When did the Rabbanan say, this is the Rabbanan, and even if you get married, you have to give a divorce. So for example, a chalutza l'kayin. Right, we learn grusha v'chalutza. Grusha is an issa d'raisa. Torah says that a kayin is not allowed to marry a grusha. What about a chalutza? A woman whose husband died, she's an almana, and she had chalitza. So chalutza is a drabbanan or to grusha, similar to grusha. If a kayin was ever married a chalutza, he has to divorce her. It's also a drabbanan. And there we say, if you married her, you got to divorce her. Oshniya is the drabbanan. There's certain relatives that are also a drabbanan, not minatayr. If he married a shniya, if he married the nisa drabbanan, we make him get divorced. And over here, which is also drabbanan, say no, drabbanan were not so machmir lohitz ishami baila, and there they were machmir. Like what's the gedder hadvarim? When it would be nice to try to find a rule when drabbanan made a takana, even if you get married, and when not, it's very hard to, unless you know Kol Torah Kula, it's very hard to come up with a rule. Chalol is deraisa.
Is
deraisa. Kain marrying a chalol is this a deraisa.
Kain married a divorced woman, is that children
are chalol?
Children are
chalol.
Yeah, it matches. It's
good marriage. Oh, Kedushin Taisa, Mechayev Imadim. Yeah, but he has to divorce her. The Kedushin is chal. We're not asking if Dushan Schal, we're talking whether he can continue to live with her. So he can't. Kayin marries a grush, she's mechayev to divorce her. Kayin marries a chalutz. So probably it depends if the reason continues. Now, half cup, I'm trying to tell you a klal. I said you have no kol Torah Kula. I don't know kol Torah Kula. So it's easy for me to sit in a chair and say a klal. But it seems to follow. Why would the Rabbanan say if a kayin marries a chalutza, that do you not marry a chalutza? People confuse it with a grusha. Say, oh, he marries a chalutza, he can marry a grusha. That reason continues. Even after once he married her, the reason continues. People are still going to make the mistake. Oh, he's a kohen, he marries a chalutza, he can marry a grusha. So the reason is mamshach. Same thing. He marries a shniyais. What are shniyais? Shniyais are relatives that are one more step removed from an erev. So people are going to say, oh, you're allowed to marry relatives. So they're going to think you're allowed to marry relatives. That continues after he marries her, even more so. If you say, oh, they're married, so you're allowed to. But Shane came over here. How come? What were we afraid of? He gave her a get because of shame ran. The fear is she'll marry someone else, and then he'll be my tzila. She didn't marry someone else. If she married someone else, he would be a mazik rishos in their eyes. She didn't. He went and took her back before she married someone else. The gezeirah d'rabbanan is not mamshach. Once he married her back, what are you afraid of? You're afraid there'll be mitzi laz on want. He's married to her. No one else married her. The gezeirah d'rabbanan is because he married someone else, he'll be mitzi laz. But once he takes her back, the whole cheshash falls away. She can't marry somebody else. She's married to him. So the whole mighty laz falls away. It would seem by takanis the rabbanon, if there's a geder, the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon, this cut and tesi, a little mashm like this, he says lo yaitzi mishum shein chashash. The chashash falls away. The chashash, once he takes her back, doesn't exist. So therefore, by this the rabbanon, if he got married, we let them stay married, and if not, not. So al kopanim, the halacha is clear. This drabbanan is only if he didn't marry her, if he took her back already, lo yaitzi. And some drabbanans are this way, some drabbanans are that. The issue is the second part of the sif, a little confusing. The second part of sif hey said, of sif hey said, im haitzi. If he married her a second time, he gave her a divorce. That means if he had no children from the second marriage. He married her once. There were rumors he divorced her. Then he married her a second time. He wasn't supposed to, but he did it. And then he gave her a divorce again. So if they are children, he could take her back. If they have no children, he can't take her back. So it's very hard to understand. Why can't he take her back? If he can be Maitzi Laz on the first get, who cares? He gave her the second get. Even if the first get was a get petos. But he already gave her a second get. So even if the first get was a get petos, it won't matter it won't matter that it was a get petos because there's nothing to be Maitzi Laz on. Davni Meluim, here on this sif, is Matmiya. He says, what's going on here? Second marriage? He gave her a get with the second marriage. And that's a normal get. Now, if the second get was Mishum Shemaitzi Ra, Mishum Shem Ra, so she's also because of the second get. But the first get's concern should fall away once he gave her the second get. Even the first get was Vitoz, the second get is legitimate. So Avni Meluim blives in a Tzarachian on this sif. I'm not sure how to answer it. But, okay. It's all for the best because you try to finish the siman. If he had a teretz, he probably wouldn't be able to. So, but it's a tepela. It's on the second infamous. Okay, let's move on. Sivav. What is it saying? Sivav. That at the time of the get, ha-maitzis ishto mishum echad bedvaram alalu. If a man is maitzi his wife because of any of these drabanadika reasons, so the halacha is that we tell him bishas ma'isa. We tell him at the get, you should know you can never take her back. This is a final get. You can never take her back. Why do we tell him? So the Beishmol Yud brings Rashi, just quotes Rashi. Beishmol Yud quotes Rashi. Oimrim la. Oz eina yachal lahaitzi las. When we tell him this, he can't be maitzi las. Kivan sheyada da asura lai. And he knows this is forever. So why didn't he trace the rumors? Why didn't he look into the rumors? And why didn't he check if he could be matin neder? Livdek shapir. Gila daitai d'loy hoysa chaviv aloy. Rashi says that he must not like her anyway. He must be happy to divorce her. If they'd really be happily married and there are rumors, he would look into the rumors. He wouldn't rush the divorce. She made the darim, he'd go to Rav and ask, what do I do? My wife makes the darim. And I'll tell her, she can be matan neder. So Rashi throws in this aspect, Eloi hoisa chaviv alai. And this Rashi, which apparently the Bishmul holds as emes lahalacha, is quoted by the Binas Adam in Beis HaNashim Lamed Beis. He had the case of a man who gave a divorce, but he said, I'm only going to divorce my wife if you give me a certain set of kelim that apparently were in their marriage. Whether he was entitled or not is not going to get to the shayla. So they made a deal that they'll give the kelim to a shalish, to a third party, and he'll give the get, and they'll give it to him. And after he got them, he found that one of the kelim is mzuyefes. That's exactly, it sounds like it was supposed to be silver, and he made a list of the things, and they gave this third party, instead of a silver one, they gave him a metal one. So the third party was fooled. He thought he got it. And now it's Mizuyefes. He's saying, the get is not a get. The get's not a get. Because I said clearly, I'm only divorcing her if I get these kelim. So the Chayyot, the Bina Sodom, which is the Chafma Sodom, Paskin, the get is a get. He says, B'chiv, to give him. That was a condition. You owe him the silver kelim. But the gets again. He says, "Ain't no demagarish is ishtai for a silver keli. She has to be loy chaviva olav." Rashi's reason would apply. He says, "A man doesn't give his wife a divorce in exchange for a silver becher or baichta, whatever it was." So he uses this idea that loy chaviva olav, the gets a get, and they owe him. They owe him the keli.
So I'm chasing somebody's mitzvah tonight. I want so much money. So how to do with the money?
If you make a tanai, we learn right away. If he makes a tanai, b'shas to get, the tanai, even if he makes a tanai, you have to stand on your head, the tanai is chal. If he makes a daikofa. This is all a laz because he's going to say, I didn't mean it. But it doesn't mean that there was a tanai. That was twice as the
basis. What's the difference in kelim and money?
Same thing. In both cases. And he didn't say a tanai. He just said, if you give me money, I'll do a divorce. That's not a tanai. Tanai is, at the time of the transaction, you say, Al-Minas, you speak out the Tanai at the time. If let's say you're buying a house, and you speak out that you have to leave the garbage cans. You have to leave the garbage can. Buy now, I want the garbage cans. And then you buy the house, and the garbage cans are not there. You say, okay, I want to undo the whole sale. Right? I want to undo the sale. I don't want the sale to be. So you can't undo the sale because of the garbage cans. We say, you have other reasons you want to undo it. Nobody undoes a sale because of garbage cans. They owe you the garbage cans, right? Now, had you said at the time of the sale is chal only if you leave me the garbage cans. If you don't leave me the garbage cans, the sale is not chal, then that's a tanai kafel, then of course it undoes the sale. But stamazai, because you say you want something without a tanai, without speaking out of tanai, it's not chal. That's the halacha of tanai. And finally, Zion, Hamaiti Asishtai Mishum Neder Shenodar. Till now, the woman was the bad person. She was Shemra, she was Nadranis, or whatever. Here, the man made a Neder. Hamaiti Asishtai Mishum Neder Shenodar Haitzia Yochel Arzira. If he did it because of a Neder, he could take her back. And he'll ask, why can he take her back? Maybe she'll marry someone else. And he'll say, you know, I found out you could be Matan Neder. Had I known you could be Matan Neder, I never would have given her a divorce. Why is this different? So he should say, had I known I could be Matan Neder, I wouldn't have divorced her. So Beishmol Yod Aleph, he asked the question, he answered the question. V'loi cheshino l'kilkul. Why are we cheshish for a kilkul? Because of Habachatam, hakol yoydim de'efshel v'hatan Neder. Everyone knows that you can be Matan Neder.
We have a
Steve Gimel
didn't say that.
Oh, he says, Darchiku, when she made the Darch Hashina and she aimer, Ilu Esiadei, she yachala hafer, bein hu, I chacham, or had a Tarasa Darm, I never would have done it. So he has this kasha. So he brings a second reason. Bidrisha Kasavatam, then yachala kakala, the holo inodar ela the garsha. He only made a neder to give her a divorce. He could have married her the next day. He chose not to take her back. So we have two pshatim. Either everyone knows he could be Matan Nedar, and that Shver was different than Siv Gimel. Or because if he really wanted to be married, he made a neder to give a get. So he could give the get and then marry her the next day. So, for his own wife, I assume not. I assume he doesn't. I don't think so. If there's a life flux, he could have waited 90 days. But be that as it may, there's a famous Reb Chaim. He doesn't say it on this, but you could apply it here. Reb Chaim it comes to answer a question. Really, the question stems from other Achrayim. That when you have a migu in Beis Din, someone comes into Beis Din and he says, someone has a shtar against him that you owe me money. He says, Perua, I paid. You're not believed. He has a shtar. If you would have paid, you would have gotten the shtar. You're not believed. But if you have a migu de mezuyif, if you have a migu, you could have said the shtar is a forgery. So if the signatures are confirmed, you can't say it. But if they're not, so you believe with Perua, migu de mezuyif. That's one example. The amigos all over Shas. So they ask Akasha, what kind of amigo? How do you know that he's such a lamdin? He knows he can tie a mezuyah on a shtar. How do you know that he knows that he has the second taina? Maybe he doesn't know. So Chaim famously said, when it comes to your money, you'll figure it out. When it comes to your own finances, you'll figure out what you could say. That's Reb Chaim's line. That's why this migu. They're very upset with the Reb Shimon's mahalach that every migu he had a whole different mahalach itself. But it's that was Reb Chaim's mahalach. So I don't know. Just thinking of it when I learned the kasha, everyone knows that can be matan neder. The kasha was how come on your own neder we say everyone knows you can matan neder, and so on your wife's neder not everyone knows. What should I do? When you have a problem, you find an eitzah. When your wife has a problem, yeah, you do find an eitzah. You don't find an eitzah, you know, as much as you should take a gufay, but not mamish, you know, like it's. So it could be that's the answer. Akapanim, slikolach simin hey. Next week we start simin yadalit, ishish and echshedes aleishasish, a very interesting simin.